from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
All right. I got the recorder rolling. Brian, if you wouldn't mind just saying your full name, spelling, and your title with Niagara Falls City Schools for the record, please.
Sure. Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, Del Porto, D-A-L-P-O-R-T-O. I'm Director of Security for the Niagara Falls City School District.
Thank you, Brian. So, Brian, new New York State Education Department rules say schools will have to notify students and staff ahead of lockdown drills. Can you just explain a little bit more on what this rule is as you see it?
Yeah, as I see it, there's just some limitations on the type of drills we can run. However, the amount of drills that we conduct will remain consistent. There's just some rule changes. For instance, the drills have to be trauma-informed, developmentally, and age-appropriate manner, which I think speaks for itself. I mean, we always want to keep the kids' mental well-being in mind when we're doing these drills. There's 13 drills in total, 8 evacuation drills, fire drills, and 4 lockdown drills, and 1 early dismissal drill in a year. So that remains consistent, so we'll be doing it. The biggest change is we have to notify the parents of the drills prior to conducting the drills, so the parents know, which I think is a good idea to let the parents know these drills are coming, and so there's no misconceptions of a drill versus a reality-based event.
Does this notification pertain to all drills? I know the state has to, like you said, the state has to do requires school districts to do a certain amount of evacuation drills. This applies for all drills, evacuation, lockdown, and early dismissal, correct?
Yes, that includes 1 week in advance of any drill being conducted. So we have to notify the parents, and we have procedures in place to do that via the telephone, internet messaging, either emails or through Teams, and different venues and different mechanisms to make that notification occur so the parents will know.
Does this change the way your security team operates at all?
It will change a little bit, but I think we'll make it work for sure. You know, the drills in the past, we've tried to make them as realistic as possible. This puts some restrictions on the way we can do that, but we will conduct the drills so our students remain safe, remain mentally healthy, and we're still effective. So that's going to be my challenge, quite frankly, and the superintendent's challenge to make sure they're effective drills, because we want, you know, in the event, you know, God forbid an incident should happen, we want our children and our staff trained to respond in the appropriate manner, and that's what these drills do. So any type of restrictions on the drills obviously hamper that, but, you know, that's kind of the way we operate. We have to take a lot into consideration when we're dealing with kids. So that's what we'll do, and we'll make it work.
Does this change how the district schedules drills, or will it be pretty much uniform to previous years?
It'll be pretty much uniform to previous years. One of the things that will change is, you know, for instance, if it's an evacuation drill, a lot of times we take weather into consideration. We don't want kids standing outside in the middle of February with no time to grab their coats or jackets. So it'll take a little bit more planning with the notification of the parents, because we won't be able to look outside and say, oh, it's a nice day, it's a good day for a drill in the past. But again, we'll work around it, and we'll work through it, I guess is a better way to put it, and make sure our drills are as effective as possible to protect our students and our staff.
Will there be I mean, I know there's a lot of drills you have to do. It's 13 in total. Will there be a way that there are just a single notification for more than one drill? Or are you going to have to do a notification a week in advance every time you do a drill?
Oh, every drill will have a notification a week in advance from the drill being conducted. So it can't be more than a week in advance. So anytime within that week, we'll definitely notify it. But we'll notify the parents every event that happens, so there's no misconceptions of a drill versus a real event.
I know this rule change comes as there is a heightened sense of security around schools, you know, and giving history of school shootings and violence in schools. Does this notification rule kind of put the mind at ease for parents, do you think, or do you know?
Well, I mean, there's two schools of thought, right? We want our drills to be as realistic as possible, because God forbid a real event should happen. You want even the children to understand what to do during that event. So we like them as realistic as possible. However, we do have to keep the mental well-being of the students involved always at the forefront of our mind. So I think that's what it does. And like I said, there'll be some things to work out, and we'll change course a little bit, but they'll still be effective drills, so our staff and students know exactly what to do. God forbid an incident should actually happen, they'll know how to evacuate properly and how to get out of the schools or how to lock down, whatever it may be. And if there's, you know, we're just going to have to change the way we do them a little bit, but that's for us to work out, and I think we'll be successful at it.
When it comes to these emergency events in school, how much work does a school safety officer or school security do beforehand to properly be equipped to handle an emergency situation?
Well, it's a tremendous amount, and it never stops, right? There's no summer off for security in a school district. So, you know, we're constantly the security staff, as well as the administrators, the superintendents, are constantly working on different ways to make our school more secure and make these drills as effective, which all plays part into our grand master security plan for our schools. I can tell you, in Niagara Falls, we've taken a layered approach to security in general, where every year we try to ramp up either the technology or our procedures or both to enhance the security in our school district. So as you follow the news, we have weapon detection systems. This year we did a bunch of capital projects to enhance our buildings for better security, bulletproof film on glass. These are things, you know, you wish you wouldn't have to do, but I think it's prudent to do if you're really security minded and thinking of these things. So it's an ongoing process, and we never stop evaluating and making changes to better our security.
Very well put. Anything else you wanted to add on the topic, Brian?
You know, the only thing I would add is, you know, real events do happen. They are super unlikely, but they definitely can happen. And I feel, coming from a law enforcement background, with what I've seen in most school districts, schools are more secure than almost any other place that you will go to in the general public. However, they are a big target, so that's why security has to take a priority in any type of school district, which it certainly does here in Niagara Falls. But I do think the districts in this day and age are taking it very, very seriously, and I think by and large the schools are as safe as any place that you'll be in the general public.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.